we're starting to finally turn the UBB into a fortress, and teams are going to be frightened to come here. I think we played all right today. We could still improve on certain things, but it was good to come away with 3 points.
It was a scrappy game, as we said to Dean, sort of one of those cliched games that are either going to be decided by a mistake or a moment of magic, and he was sort of very quick to praise your and Craig Reid's contribution to that winning goal tonight.
Yeah, definitely. He said to us at half-time the quality needs to improve. He said there's certain aspects of our game that in all areas of the park we were getting sloppy in certain areas and we needed to improve, and we came out here and we definitely had the determination to go out there and get 3 points, and we did.
How big was it to get that first home win?
Yeah, it was massive. I mean, the supporters here are always great, so it's good to give them what they pay their money for. I mean, it wasn't an easy game today by any stretch, but I think if we just carry on doing the right things and we will improve, we'll carry on improving, and hopefully there'll be many more 3 points to come.
I mean, certainly at the back anyway, 3 clean sheets in 4 games is a good record against any team in any division.
Oh, definitely. The back four and Youngie have both been very solid, and they've kept us in games at times. So to know you've got that behind you, it's just a case now of going up the other end and putting the ball in the back of the net.
And one thing you sort of really seem to notice about Aldershot Town is the wingers, yourself, Alex Rodman, how much they track back, how much they help out defenders. That's obviously something that Dean sort of really stresses on you.
Yeah, I mean, there's two sides to everyone's game. There's the nice side of getting forward, and then there's the ugly side of tracking back and defending, and that is a big part of each side of the wingers' games. I think it's important to do both sides carefully and focus, and there's no kind of time to slip up.
From your point of view, it's sort of probably the first season where you've sort of started the season as a sort of a first choice player, as a regular in the starting lineup. But obviously that's something you're pleased with, that you're happy about. Has it been sort of a big change?
I think the beginning, if you look at me a year ago, I was in and out of the team. I wasn't really playing much. I was on the bench. Sometimes I was in the squad, and I got sent out on loan, and that did me the world of good. And January time, February time was really the time where I stepped up into the team, and I've been learning ever since, and there's still a lot more to come from me.
Your manager Dean obviously said that, you know, there's a great deal of sort of talent there, but you know, he sort of wants you to keep working hard. I mean, how does sort of he sort of treat sort of the players in that regard?
He is very strict, and he wants the best out of everyone, and he will not settle for 99%. He wants 100%, and every little detail, if it's not taken care of, he will highlight that. Don't get me wrong, on the positive side, when you do something good, he'll tell you, but very often on the negative side, you need to work on that and you need to improve so you can be 100%.
Okay, and obviously that sort of